Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we are finished with all the songs, I think. So digressions
amazing
are
okay. Segue.
Yeah. And honestly, you know, I think that sort of the same thing about Lycanthroat. I would have liked to have seen what Lycanthroat would have asked of other people and how he would have interpreted a real true cover song. So I would have liked to have seen that.
Well, we're going to hear that in the original flavor. So he says he's going to finally learn how to do a cover.
Wow.
He did, I think he did a Tom Petty cover. There was a very loosely organized Tom Petty cover fight when he passed away. And I think the Third Cat did a song, maybe. Am I right? Am I wrong?
I'll check that out. I'll see.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And I got to give a shout out to JB for that, for saying that there shouldn't be a deadline for that Tom Petty cover fight, because nothing kills a cover fight like a lack of a deadline, JB.
Yeah, we were planning on doing Don't Do Me Like That, and we never did it.
No deadline.
Probably because, yeah, no deadline.
Yeah.
I was going to do a cover of Last Night by the Traveling Wilburys, which Tom Petty sang lead on. And I even had a rap verse written to substitute for Roy Orbison's bridge, because, come on, you can't. If you're not Roy Orbison, then don't try. That didn't end up happening. But maybe it will, since there is no deadline.
Right. Yeah, we're not even late. So, live and learn. All right. So who's voting for who? Just kidding. That's one of the lovely things about these side fights. You know, there's no stakes, not even these fake stakes of winning or not winning. There's no voting. Everybody just gets this gift and gets to enjoy it. And gets to enjoy everybody else's songs, which is fantastic. And we don't have to rank anybody. I know you had to do that for the most recent spin tunes. I know you've done it before too, but still, it can be a real pain in the neck. All right, then, shout outs. I'd like to shout out to my husband, Andre. Thank you for all your love and support. Thanks, Mike Lamb, for organizing this and posting all the songs. Great, great job of organizing it. Great job of getting everything posted, being really considerate to everybody. I really appreciate that great, great work. Thanks to Brian, and thanks to Alice. And I think that's about it for me.
Cool. I'd like to shout out to my wife, Sarah. Thank you for all the support. She brought me some lunch while we were recording here, so that was great. I hopefully muted so you didn't hear my mouth sounds. Let's see. I also like to thank Mike Lamb and Ujin Hunter for filling in for folks and making sure people didn't get stiffed. I really appreciated that. And I think that's it for my shout outs.
Yeah, I'll shout out Mike Lamb, who is probably who you should have had on the podcast instead of me. But he did do a fantastic job organizing everything. And I think taking the initiative, because he was the one who originally posted to see if there was any interest. So I'm really glad that he did that.
Yeah, but you know what he didn't do?
What didn't he do, Ryan?
He didn't send us a theme song.
That's true. That's true. Slackers everywhere. When you're stuck inside all day, it's hard to remember that every day is a gift. I will shout out to my wife, Claire Ellen, as well, who is very patient with me, especially when I was like, okay, so there's 24 songs, and...
Oh, my God. So many songs.
So she spent the afternoon with our two children, which I very much appreciate. Even though I love them very much, it is nice to also be able to sit in a dark room and talk to people on the internet about songs. So... shout out to everybody who participated in this, because it was just so cool to hear all the different takes, all the songs that people picked, and all the different takes that people had on everybody else's choices. I love Gift of Music so much, and I had such a great time.
All right, we are out. All day, it's hard to remember that every day is a gift. So here's a game we play, usually in December, but right now our spirits need a lift. You pick four songs that you really love, then your name goes into the hat. You draw
in and record a cover of one of their songs. It's as simple as that.